So one of the things that you will hear me talking a lot about is how there's a root cause to children's big feelings. Things like anger, anxiety, not wanting to go to school, hitting you, not sleeping on their own, whatever it is that a child is struggling with and that you're struggling with as a parent with them, there is a root cause to all of that. It's not random. Anxiety isn't random. People are not just anxious people. I mean, definitely, I have found that sensitive children and people have a tendency towards fear more, I would say. But we're not just anxious people, full stop. There's something underlying that is causing those feelings. So there's a root cause to everything. And I think when I start to then talk to parents about that, one of the things that parents ask me is why does my child feel this way? Like, because I'll talk about how one of the root causes is often a feeling of I don't feel safe, like emotionally safe or safe in my body. And parents will understandably ask the question, why does my child feel that way? Why does my child not feel safe? Like, what's a really hard thing to hear? You know, I can imagine that would be really difficult to hear as a parent, that your child potentially doesn't feel very safe inside, in who they are, in their body. And I want to reassure you and say, look, I really resonate with that. I'm 40 at the time that I record this podcast episode, and I've spent a lot of time saying things like, as an adult, saying things like, I just want to feel more comfortable in my body. I always just felt really just not at home, like not comfortable in my body, in myself. And what I've come to realise in the past 6 months through learning more about sensory therapy and how our senses impact our nervous system is that my senses were not feeling supported and they weren't being strengthened, and that was impacting how my nervous system functioned. And when my nervous system was in that place, I did not feel comfortable in myself. I was more likely to feel be in a fight or flight state or a freeze state. You know, these different states that our nervous system dips in and out of. and basically, it's a nervous system that is not flexible. It's not working to its optimum. It was meaning that I wasn't able to just feel emotions and process them and release them. It also means that because my senses weren't feeling supported, it was almost like throwing my nervous system off, because our senses are very linked to our nervous system. So my nervous system couldn't function at its best when my senses weren't being supported. So I've learned so much about this year, this past 6 months, and I've been putting it all into practice in my own life and just seeing such incredible changes in many areas of how I feel. And I'm really excited to bring this to the Calm Child Clinic for the first time this year, because I've seen what a difference it's made for me, and I just think it's going to make a huge difference for children. So parents can learn these exercises that I've been doing to help strengthen their child's senses and give them the input, the sensory input, like support that they need, which is really going to impact how they feel. And then you see things like anxiety, meltdowns, anger. You just see them start reducing, because those feelings are the end result. It's like if you're reading a book, those symptoms and behaviours you're seeing are like chapter 7.
there's a whole story that there's six other chapters that happen before that chapter, and you need to get to the root. You know, you need to work back to chapter one. What's going on? What's causing this anger that I'm seeing in my child in chapter seven, if that makes sense. So back to the question that parents will ask, which is like a very worried question. Why in the world will my child not feel safe? Some of it is down to the fact that they don't feel safe in their body. You know, when I've had different experiences, such as like feeling like things were moving a lot, you know, this year I've strengthened my vestibular, so I've strengthened my balance, which has and other things, which has hugely impacted the way that I feel. That feeling of feeling like things are moving around me, not so much a dizziness feeling, but there's no other way to describe it unless you've experienced it, and you'll know what I mean. That has actually gone in the past couple of months, and by speaking to an occupational therapist, I've been told that that is down to the exercises that I've been doing to strengthen my senses, which is really fun. So chuffed and proud myself for putting that effort in and like creating that result myself. It's really cool. But when you have those kind of experiences, for example, where you feel a bit off balance, that hugely impacted how I felt. That absolutely threw my confidence and created feelings of fear. So when we have a child with a sensitive nervous system, some of the reasons why they might not be feeling that safety, that settled, I'm okay feeling, is possibly down to the fact that their senses need some strengthening. You know, maybe they're experiencing something that they can't put into words to you. Because I've had those experiences all my life, definitely as a child, and never would have, never put it into words. I don't think even as a younger adult that I did either. Because you very quickly get used to your own experiences, don't you? Like, you know, just think about things you experience. We just think it's us or part of life. We don't really question how we feel sometimes. But if your child is, and I don't know if they are, but let's just say they might be, if they're experiencing something like that, or something like light sensitivity or noise sensitivity, that's going to create some discomfort. Because we don't really feel that settled inside when we're having those experiences. It's a bit like, imagine somebody put you on the waltzers. I would never get on them. That would just not be good for me. A good experience for me at all. But for some people, that would be fun. But let's say for the person that doesn't enjoy that kind of experience, when they're spinning around, that's going to make them feel very unsettled inside. And that is an extreme example. But if your child is having some kind of experience, like a sensory experience, then it will make them feel unsettled, you know. So that could be part of why they're not feeling safe inside. And none of this, let me just remind you, none of this, it says anything about your parenting or who you are as a human being. You know, when you hear the words, some of this might be because your child isn't feeling safe inside, I know that so many people will go straight to, and that means I'm a bad person or an incapable parent. And it doesn't mean that at all. It's simply a description of how your child might be feeling. And that often is because as a parent, you've probably not recognised what it is they need as a sensitive child. You know, and when I say sensitive child, I mean a highly sensitive child, a child who's autistic, a child with ADHD, a child with dyspraxia, like all these different terms that we use and these different, in some cases, diagnoses. But underneath, I have found that all those children have a sensitive nervous system. So when I talk about sensitive child, these days I'm more talking in term, like a general term of a child who has a sensitive nervous system. And you're probably just starting or recently been learning more about what your child needs. And who would have known that from the get-go? Like, nobody gets this information until they learn it. So yeah, please don't feel any guilt when you hear these kind of things, because this is just kind of like a waking up to like, oh, I didn't know my child had all these different needs or things going on, and now it's just learn about it, you know? Learn more to understand them. None of how they're feeling says anything about who you are. It literally says, oh, that just shows that I didn't have this information because nobody had taught it me and I didn't know I needed it. And it really is as simple as that. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, like, there's a root cause to all sorts of different feelings and behaviours that a child has going on. There's a root cause, and often the root causes are the same, no matter what the behaviours or symptoms are. Anger, anxiety, not sleeping, bedwetting, school phobia, the root cause of all that is often the same. And some of it is to do with a child not feeling settled in their body, like literally in their experience of life. And some of that I found is down to their senses, how their senses are operating and what impact their senses are having on their nervous system. So I'd love to share more about this. This is a really important topic and one that I'm hugely passionate about, because when parents come through my clinic, it runs for 12 weeks, I would say in a good 90%, so, you know, 90% of parents in a group tell me that they see significant change in how their child feels and is acting, behaving in their everyday life. A good 90% of parents say they see a significant change, and often that happens within about 8 weeks. I run the clinic for 12 weeks because over the past 4 years running this clinic, I've seen that it's on average takes about 12 weeks for parents to get the kind of change they want for their child's happiness. And you know, some parents need longer, and that's absolutely fine. But 12 weeks seems to be the sweet spot. So yeah, the clinic is where I teach all of this stuff. The clinic is where I show you this in more depth and give you the tools to go and then action it, things to put into practice to actually start helping strengthen your child's senses, amongst many other things that I cover in the clinic as well. We have a clinic opening next week on the 29th of June. And then that will be it then until later in the year. I'm probably going to open up a clinic end of November. But if you'd love to start getting some advice over the summer, even if summer is busy for you, the advice that I have to give and the strategies and the exercises, they are things that in many cases take up to 5 minutes to do a day. So this is not anything that you couldn't fit in, even if you have a busy summer, but it could, if you can build up a consistent routine during your summer, that effort and that input could produce a really great change for you for the new school term. Whenever that school term is in your part of the world. But in the UK, we're looking at September. So August, September, you know, you really could be looking at a much calmer and happier child, which of course produces such a calmer home, doesn't it? Because when your child's struggling, like literally the whole family are walking on eggshells, and it impacts their siblings, it impacts your marriage, it impacts everyone. So I'd love to share more. You can join me in the clinic if there are spaces left by the time you hear this episode. Just go to www.acalmhome.com. I'll put that in the bio info at the bottom of this podcast episode. And if you do listen to this and it's gone way past June, then yeah, check out that page anyway, because it's likely there'll be another clinic coming up at some point when you listen to this. And definitely I would say I'm going to be opening one mid to end of November 2023. But yeah, go to www.acalmhome.com, and whenever you listen to this episode, I'm sure there'll be something there that could help you. Take care, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.